to the phones to the amplifier line. And Brett in Iowa, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brett.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good, sir. What's up?
Well, I wanted to talk about Eminent Domain. As you might know, I am a DJ, and the record store that I shop at here in Des Moines is apparently facing an Eminent Domain threat.
Oh, no.
The whole downtown of Des Moines right now, they're calling it a downtown renaissance, and they're making it sound good. You know, they're basically redoing all these buildings, and
right.
You know, sure, some of them are just old crap buildings, but they're using Eminent Domain to basically take over and to revitalize the downtown.
God knows,
and
they couldn't just purchase them from the owners. No, they have to go in and use the muscle of government.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And so basically the record store that I shop at is now facing an Eminent Domain threat, and because I went in there today and I saw this big petition, and it had probably about 200 signatures so far. I mean, this is just on the last few days, but
wow.
And I thought it was, I thought it was interesting that, this news is coming just a couple days after the 1 year anniversary of the Supreme Court ruling, last summer with the New London case.
Man, so, how long has the store been there for?
Oh, it's been there since, I believe, like 95. I mean, it's not like it's in, it's not like the inside is in crappy condition. It's an old building though, it's
sure.
not. Of course, it's not going to look brand new and pretty like they want to make it some modernized downtown.
So, are you telling me you're telling me that this isn't just the one store that's going to be affected by this? There are essentially a strip of them that are going to be affected. I mean, how many city blocks are we talking about here? How many different locations are they planning on stealing?
The actual building that this store is in is basically it's just one long building. So it's not, they're not, like, separated. So I'm assuming all the stores in that building, at least, are also being threatened with the Eminent Domain as well. I know that they've used it on a ton of other buildings downtown here in Des Moines, but I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I don't know the extent of, everything that's going on. Some of the buildings, the thing about it is they're using this Eminent Domain, trying to revitalize the downtown. But even before I lived here, I always came to Des Moines at least two or three times a year. And I see buildings today that were being constructed on 4 years ago. They're just like redoing the outsides and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you have the government trying to revitalize these things, and they're so slow at it. And, it's just like the roads here. We've had Interstate 235 goes through the city. There's been construction on that for 6 or 7 years now.
Yeah. Well, they take their sweet time when it comes to doing that sort of thing. I'm curious, does the guy who runs the record store, is he just paying rent? I'm presuming that he is, but do you know for sure?
I actually asked the employee who was there today, and he wasn't sure. So I'm planning on asking the owner that, because I would like to get involved in this if I could. I'm not going to let him just be pushed over by it. But
I think it's good.
I'm paying rent.
You said they were trying to collect signatures to oppose the Eminent Domain. Is that right?
Well, what it is, basically, and I don't think this petition is going to do anything, but it's basically the petition just called for the immediate resignation of these two city councilmen who are causing all of the Eminent Domain fiasco.
Yeah.
And the others are just kind of, I don't know, where their stands are or, where they stand, but they're not really saying much.
See, the problem is, and it's good that, they want to fight this to some extent. If this one building is owned by one guy, then it really the renters aren't going to have any say in this, and it's going to matter as to whether or not the one guy that owns the building is willing to put up a fight, and he may or may not.
Also, I'd like to point out that I think that as much as I'd like to see the resignation of these two city council people that are pushing the Eminent Domain aspect, I think that probably a better way to phrase the petition, rather than asking for their resignation, simply because you want to get people on board, and politicians like to be in front of a parade, they like to be well-liked, that kind of thing, is if you just addressed the Eminent Domain issue as opposed to the council people's resignation.
Right. I agree.
Very good. Well, best of luck, man, and let us know what happens here. It sounds like it's going to be bad news, unfortunately. Appreciate the time, as always. Talk to you later. 800-259-9231. Well, speaking of Eminent Domain, this in from HomelandStupidity.us. Michael Hampton, they seized her property via Eminent Domain. She fought it all the way to the Supreme Court and lost. Still, Suzette Kelo would not move. As you know, we've been following the Kelo case in New London ever since the Supreme Court decision and before that. A year after the controversial and widely unpopular decision, which gave cities new power to seize property for private redevelopment, the city of New London is finally getting Suzette Kelo out of the way of their Fort Trumbull project, house and all. Now, the last time we'd heard from Lauren Canario from New London, she had given us the latest update that of the seven individuals that were involved with the original Supreme Court case, five of them had sold out within the last couple, the last few months, and only two had remained, both Pasquale Cristofaro and Ms. Kelo. Apparently, they had finally agreed to a settlement with the city. The announcement came a day after a deadline to reach a settlement and to be eligible for additional compensation from the state. The tentative agreement calls for Ms. Kelo's house to be moved, according to a local representative. He told the Associated Press they're actually going to move her house. That's the only way they could actually get Kelo, who had lived in the neighborhood for years, to agree to leave. Kelo said, quote, "I think Governor Rell has great faith that there's going to be a resolution in this nightmare. I'm not positive it's not positive for me because I've got to go. I'm not happy about it." The five other homeowners in the case had already settled with the city. Scott Bullock, a spokesperson for the Institute for Justice, said the plans takes into account the homeowners' attachment to their homes in the Fort Trumbull neighborhood. So basically, they're letting her take her home out of the neighborhood and move it somewhere else.
Well, she could have done that anyway. It's not a let situation so much as they're willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
And that's the big deal. You know, it's so sad. These people have been under the pressure here for so long.
Since the late 90s.
Yeah, that it looks like they're just finally giving up. And I've got to say, I probably would, too.
Well, as each of them had dropped off, they had just slowly been losing support from one another. I mean, if you've got no more allies left, and according to Lauren, according to Lauren, there were still people that were willing to show up, for instance, and stand in front of bulldozers and do that sort of thing. But if you don't have any other homeowners to stand with you, that's got to be a tough fight. That really does. So I feel bad for these guys. I'm hoping that maybe one or two of these homeowners will perhaps maybe get an invitation from Lauren Canario and move up to New Hampshire and hopefully be able to keep the property that they own for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. God bless them. God bless America. But these politicians are driving us into a police state.
Well, if God had really blessed America, would this stuff really be happening? I think that's a little cliche.
It is a little cliche, but, you know, if you believe in God, and I do, it's a fine...
In vaguely related eminent domain news, President Bush on Friday issued an executive order to set policy on whether the executive branch can seize property under eminent domain. Under the new policy, federal agencies will not be able to seize property for private economic development. The order is largely symbolic, though, as the federal government has little or no history of such actions, nor does it do anything to prevent the federal government from providing funds to state and local eminent domain actions, which are for private redevelopment. So essentially, Bush was just trying to get some brownie points.
Yeah.
Many states have passed laws or regulations restricting the use of eminent domain in the last year, while many others have accelerated their takings of property for private economic development. In New London, the displaced residents will watch their former property be replaced by upscale condominiums and a hotel convention center. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to call and, I don't know, mourn the loss of your property rights... 1 year after the Supreme Court decision, the landmark Supreme Court decision. I've read, actually, that the Supreme Court's looking at some really important cases here within the next few weeks, and as we hear the results from those, we'll certainly bring them to you. But there's some more opportunities for them to crack down on freedom. That's going to be coming soon. 800-259-9231. Plus,
eminent domain really takes the wind out of my sails. It feels so bad that the governments, you know, local, state, or otherwise... I just think it's a good idea to take away people's property and give them pittance in return.
Plus, we've got some news. We heard the Supreme Court story about the police being able to bust in your door and come in, and they don't have to throw out the evidence anymore for them breaking the rules. Now they can get away with essentially kicking down doors. And we'll tell you about how the police in Buffalo have been kicking down quite a few doors. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Oh, and yeah, they've been killing dogs, too.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
That is 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives there. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. You just go and get them for free. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. None of that stuff. Just download them. Free. FreeTalkLive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So we started out by talking about eminent domain and how apparently in New London, The homeowners have finally sold out. It looks like the state has defeated the people that were standing up for freedom in that case, and it's a sad, sad loss, a sad, sad day for property rights or what remains of them in this country.
Well, the loss really came about a year ago when the Supreme Court made its ruling, and
it didn't have to be a loss if all of the seven had continued to stand strong against it. But it's easy to be an armchair quarterback and say that we think that they should have stood longer and stronger. But they,
it's not our hundreds of thousands on the right. line, and I really get how that is for people.
Totally. And so our best wishes go out to them. But another Supreme Court recently, a Supreme Court decision, had to do with the police being able to bust in people's doors. And it used to be that they had to announce themselves first. And if they didn't announce themselves and just went ahead and busted right in, then all of the evidence that they were to have acquired when they did that was to have been thrown out due to the, I believe it's the exclusionary clause or the exclusionary rule. And now the Supreme Court has essentially ruled that, that's not an issue anymore. You cops can just bust on in wherever you want to go, and we won't throw anything out anymore.
Well, that was certainly kind of them. Makes life easier for the cops.
It makes life easier for the cops, but it...
Don't have to deal with all that pesky paperwork and probable cause and due process. Who needs that?
Yeah, and now it applies to everything against every citizen that the cops might bring.
Sure, yeah. If you go in there, in fact, I was talking to a lawyer, I guess, about this, because we weren't sure when the ruling came down. For instance, if they have a warrant that says they're going to search Torgo's house for, say, a crack pipe, and then they go in and they discover that you actually don't have a crack pipe, but you do have a bunch of illegal firearms, you know, would they be able to charge you with illegal arms possession if they didn't actually have a warrant for that? And according to the guy I talked to, yes, they would. So essentially, they could just go into anybody's house any old time they want to and charge you with any sort of contraband possession or any other laws that you might be breaking.
You know, an illegal firearm, they just get all upset about firearms, you know, if they see one. So it would be interesting to see what they would consider an illegal firearm.
Yeah.
I mean, if I bought it from an individual out of the newspaper... Is it then illegal?
I don't know.
What process do I have to go through to register a firearm that I bought out of the newspaper?
I don't know, but I know I wouldn't go through it. I don't care what their process is. I'd rather just possess one and worry about that later. Well, now there's more bad news. Radley Balco reporting from Reason. Buffalo Police Chief H. McCarthy Gibson says, "We're going to have to be mobile, agile, and slightly hostile in trying to get the job of policing done in the city of Buffalo."
Oh, good Lord. That's scaring the crap out of me.
That's what he announced when he was appointed to his position in February 2006. 2 months later, in April, Buffalo police made good on the boss's promise. The city conducted a massive anti-drug sweep from April 18th to 20th, dubbed Operation Shock and Awe. Scores of police officers...
Didn't they use that before?
That was the military that used that.
I see.
Scores of police officers dressed...
That's very clever.
Dressed in battle gear, conducted 38 no-knock SWAT raids over the course of 3 days. That's constant raids, man. That's a lot of raiding.
You know, and the thing about these no-knock raids is if suddenly a group of men bursts into your house and you're, say, sleeping or perhaps you've had a couple of drinks, a couple of adult beverages at home at, say, 11 o'clock at night, you never know, and you decide, for whatever reason, to smoke these guys, this armed group
of
men that come into this house, into your house, and then they
shouting,
yelling, either kill you or get you or kill your wife. I mean, you know, who knows what they do? Kill your dog. You know, you can't do anything about it. They shouldn't be doing these no-knock raids, and these no-knock raids really, really are all about the drug war.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we need to stop drugs, Mark, so we've got to keep doing the no-knock raids. There's no way to stop these drugs unless we can no-knock every single house in a neighborhood.
You can't tell me that the drug war doesn't spiral us down to a police state. It happens. Every single year, there's another ruling based on stuff
don't
that happens during the drug
war. Safe? Don't you want your kids to be safe?
I do want them to be safe, but I also want my freedom. And I think I can handle the safety of my kids.
But they're giving you the freedom to raise your kids in a safe environment.
Right. They're giving me the freedom to raise my kids in a police state.
A safe?
Safe
police state.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not really sure that I'm necessarily safe if I've had a couple of adult beverages and I decide to smoke some armed intruders in my house and I die.
That's why you shouldn't be allowed to carry guns.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, what are you doing with guns? What are you doing?
See what happens? We've spiraled down to disarming the public.
See, if you only didn't have guns, then it wouldn't matter how many beers you'd have. Then they could just do a no-knock raid and... there'd be nothing you could do about
and
it.
And then all you could
beat
do is get
out of me and
perhaps shoot me either way because I was holding a hairdryer.
Mm.
Perhaps. However, if you're threatening the SWAT team with a hairdryer, you probably deserve to get shot. I don't care if you're drunk or not.
What if I was doing my hair to go out?
All right, well, they deployed. Here's what they did in the 38 no-knock raids in the three-day time period. They deployed diversionary grenades, broke down doors with battering rams, stormed residents with guns ablaze, and arrested 78 people. The police chief said, "We're declaring war on street-level drug dealing." And then he invited the Buffalo News along for the raid, where the reporters described the scene as a loud flashbang concussion device detonated inside a Kensington Avenue house as Buffalo police SWAT officers clad in black armor and brandishing automatic assault rifles stormed a lower apartment. "Buffalo police, search warrant! Buffalo police!" the officers yelled to the stunned occupants inside. Within seconds, several shotgun blasts were fired.
Holy crap.
At the same instant, another officer cradled a one-year-old boy out the front door and down a flight of steps to safety. When the smoke cleared, three large pit bull terriers lay dead in pools of their own blood.
That's another thing you can't control is a beloved family pet. I mean, everybody's got, most people have one. Most people understand what it's like. In this society, pets are very valuable to
us.
They can't be controlled in these certain circumstances. They don't know the difference between a cop and a robber.
Nope.
And when somebody busts in the door, no knock raid, they don't know that they've said Birmingham, Baltimore, Buffalo police.
But you're presuming that the dogs went after the cops. You're presuming that.
It's a presumption. And the cops don't know whether the dogs will go after them, so they can just smoke them from the get-go.
Well, we've heard stories about the cops killing pets before in the past. In fact, some cops have even killed pets that had nothing to do with the actual area that they were going to raid. Remember we read that one story of the cop who was cutting through a couple yards and just decided to take out a dog, the next-door neighbor's dog, while he was at it? Well, in this case, we'll give you the rest of the story on the dogs that got killed. But by April 21st, police were boasting of their take. Remember, they raided 38 locations and arrested 78 people. This was an anti-drug war sweep. So they must have had a nice take, right? 38 locations, that's a lot of that's a lot of raiding. Well, they got 6 pounds of marijuana, 7 ounces of crack, and 5 guns. Given the size and scope of the operation, however, that bounty was rather spare. 6 pounds of marijuana, 7 ounces of crack from nearly 40 residences, all of which housed suspected drug dealers. A massive armored force of SWAT teams in battle garb storming all corners of the city was necessary just to seize 5 guns. Well, they reported 6 pounds of marijuana, but we'll give you the rest of the story in moments. 800-259-9231. Guess how much they actually confiscated. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most most important, they're affordable. Natural Salt Lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a Natural Salt Lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Ladies who have sent us their validated photo. And that means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the crackdown, the anti-drug crackdown that happened recently in Buffalo in mid-April. Police raided 38 locations over a three-day period and arrested a total of 78 people. They claim that they confiscated 6 pounds of marijuana, 7 ounces of crack, as well as 5 guns, and again, 78 arrests. But that was their claim. Shortly after the raid, the police chief declared victory. He says, "This has put a dent in the drug trade, put some operations out of business, and addressed the fears of some of the residents." Or maybe not. A month later, the Buffalo News ran a follow-up piece under the headline, "How Effective is the Drug War?" After a flurry of arrests, many cases dismissed or suspects released. Turns out his dent was barely a nick. The 6 pounds of marijuana that the police claimed to have seized turned out to actually only be 4 pounds, 13 ounces.
That's after the guy who watches the evidence room got his.
3.5 pounds of that, of the 4 pounds, 13 ounces, 3.5 pounds of it came by way of an unrelated traffic stop that had nothing whatsoever to do with the raids. So some cop just happened to stumble across a guy with 3 pounds of pot in his trunk, and so the police chief said, "Hey, let's put that over here in this stash, and we'll claim it came from these 38 raids that we did." So they actually ended up finding 1.5 pounds of marijuana after 38 different raids.
You know, And these are our freedoms. These are our neighbors. These are our houses.
Sure. Maybe even your family members.
You know, there's no guarantee that these cops get these addresses right when they make these raids. I'm sorry. It happens all the time that they make mistakes and the wrong house gets raided. Somebody gets shot. Somebody gets killed.
Plus, it seems like they didn't really get much right. 16 of the 78 people that were arrested were immediately released with no criminal charges. 32 of them were out of jail within 24 hours due to insufficient evidence, and just 20 of them face felony charges, although it's unclear at this point how many of those will actually stick. The city leaders were furious, blah, blah, blah. The Buffalo News actually ended up reporting a different version of the events. We had shared with you earlier the reporter's version. Now here's one from somebody who was on the scene. Apparently the warrant that the police had when they were raiding that house was only for marijuana, not for guns or other narcotics. A loud concussion device was detonated first, then the shotgun blasts were heard all the way down the street. A one-year-old child was present at the time, but he was not carried out of the house at the same instant that the shotgun blast started, as the news had originally reported that he was. This child not only heard all this, but also witnessed his beloved pets getting brutally slaughtered right in front of his eyes. Odyssey, a boxer mix, her pup, Snoop, and a pit bull terrier, Ginger, were all pets. They weren't fighters, vicious, or unlicensed. They were friendly, lovable dogs. Just ask anybody who knew them.
Well, you know, the idea that every pit bull out there is some vicious, bloodthirsty killer is ridiculous. I mean, there certainly may be people out there that train their dogs to be vicious, and there are people that do that. But there are people out there that commit gun crimes. That doesn't make every gun bad either.
That's true.
There are people that commit, you know, crimes with knives. That doesn't make knives bad. I use them every day in the course of my life. These are just pets. People love them.
And as we pointed out, the reason why the police attack people's pets when they do these raids is because they want to make you mad. If they're coming in and pointing a weapon at your pet, or worse, shooting and killing it, or kicking it, or who knows what they're going to do, they do some sadistic stuff. They're trying to get a reaction out of you. They want you to lunge at them to try to stop them, for instance, from shooting the pets. In this
I think
case,
it's unfair to paint all police with that brush.
The police
some
that do
police
these
do
raids...
it.
Love this stuff.
I think that's unfair. Not everyone
they
of them
do
would
it
do
because
it.
It's an adrenaline rush. And if they're hanging around with people that are killing dogs, then in my opinion, they're just as guilty as the ones that are doing this stuff. Well, here's the rest of the story. When the officers came into the house, they came to kill the dogs. Odyssey ran between one of her owner's legs. Then she was blasted in the head.
Oh my God!
Snoop was shot twice. Ginger was shot as she ran into a back bedroom, where she was then cornered by officers and hit with four more shotgun blasts.
Holy crap, this is in a house. Can you imagine how loud this is? Shotguns have a lot of gunpowder in them. This isn't just like a handgun going off. It's really loud. And I can't imagine what the scene must have been like, chasing after dogs and shooting them in the back bedroom.
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. The Buffalo police...
I can't even imagine... Okay, you shoot the dog once, the dog dies. Fine. But to shoot a dog that closely with four shotgun blasts?
I mean, it must be...
There was nothing left of that dog.
It must have looked like a slaughterhouse in there.
That had to have been the most awful sight ever.
I can't imagine. I mean, do these people, after this is done, do they move back into this house? I mean, there's got to be huge gaping holes in the wall.
I don't know.
There's got to be blood splattered for 15 feet.
And you know the cops aren't going to clean it up.
No, they're not. Please, do they put your seats back in your car when they tear your car apart on a roadside investigation?
Well, it's not over. Buffalo PD Chief of Detectives Dennis Richards says that shock and awe was just the beginning. There will certainly be more raids in the future. You can count on that. We're looking at small-scale, large-scale, street level. We're looking top to bottom. That's troubling news for low-income residents of Buffalo, those most likely to be targeted by wide net operations like shock and awe. Well, gee... You know, the reason why they target low-income people is because they know they won't fight back.
Yeah.
They know they can't.
The reason they call this a wide net is because they don't care what they catch in it. They don't care how many innocent people, how many dogs get killed. That's what a wide net's all about.
Right, and now with the Supreme Court decision essentially saying, hey, go ahead and kick down all the doors you want, you can darn well bet this is going to be escalating. 1-800-259-9231. Do you think you live in a police state yet? If you don't think you do, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to William in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hello. Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, William.
Hey, sorry, what's going on?
We're on a radio show.
Well, I don't know if you guys watched Alex Jones's police state.
No.
No?
I actually just watched his newest film, Terror Storm. It was pretty good. The guy does. I don't care much for his radio show, but I got to hand it to him. He does a great video presentation.
Well, he went
so
up
what
to
about it?
He went up to, well, I'm just saying, I think we're heading towards a police state, and
we're here, dude. We're here. Didn't you just hear what we were talking about?
Yeah.
Police kicking in people's doors, shooting dogs.
State.
Yeah.
And Alex just went up to Canada to confront the Bilderbergers, and it's like, okay, all right, do our president, are they, he says that he, all he wants to do is do the will of the people.
Uh-huh.
No, come on, man. You know, I mean.
Well, if you talk to American people, they want protection. If you talk to American people, they want security. They like these ideas. They don't mind giving up their security or their freedoms for security.
That's not true. I mean, because if you give up your security for freedom, who says that we're never going to get our who says we're ever going to get our freedoms back? So
it's the other way around. Give up your freedom for security. No, I agree. I'm with you. I'm just telling you what Americans think. They bought into this thing hook, line, and sinker.
Exactly.
It's sad.
Exactly.
It's a sad story. Any other thoughts for us, William?
Well, I just want to say, gentlemen, you guys are doing a good job, and I'll just keep on doing the.
Thanks.
We
really appreciate
can.
The call. 1-800-259-9231. You know, one thing I don't get about the New World Order fanatics, and one thing I just don't understand is why...
You mean the truth speakers? They're not fanatics.
Why,
they know what's going
why
on.
Why haven't they figured out that the immigration situation, the immigrants are not their enemy? They seem to believe that they're all part of the plot, that they're all part of the world conspiracy to take over America. And
you know, some of the points that they talk about the plot, I don't question. I mean, some of the things that they say, I don't agree with every conclusion they come up with, but I do agree with some of the points that they make. They use facts, and so it's difficult.
Right. Well, as Johnson has pointed out, the conspiracy theories are usually a lot of facts, real documentable facts, combined with fantasy about what's coming soon. In some of their cases, they've been right. In some of their cases, they obviously haven't. So it's hit and miss. But they seem to be, they're so paranoid about the immigrants as though that they're going to, I don't know, take over the Southwest, when in fact, we saw a story not too long ago that they're talking about mandatory chip implants in the immigrants, which means that the immigrants are going to be the ones that are going to be getting chipped first, which is one of the things that these people are so afraid of.
Mm.
And anyway, we're going to come back with more. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, we invite you to shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It's the world's largest internet retailer. They've got over 30 categories of products, everything from furniture to DVDs to baby stuff. It's all there and more. Prices are great. Shipping deals are excellent. And you can go shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's the way you want to enter their site, because if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, then we get a percentage of everything that you buy. I mean, I think in virtually every single category, they'll send us a percentage. It's a great deal for us and for you. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We go straight to the phones here. Let's talk to Doug in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, last night, I believe it was last night, Manwich, or rather Mark, I'm glad Manwich got fired, by the way.
Yeah.
Mentioned that you're talking about studly sports and manly sports and how football is way up there.
Right. He said that the more damage you take in a sport, the more manly it is.
Right. And then he said, except for, you know, Ultimate Fighting, because that's, like, the most manly, but the most dangerous, way too dangerous. And I just wanted to set the record straight. Not an Ultimate Fighter myself, but I do all the video work for all the local mixed martial arts around here.
Okay.
And it's actually safer than boxing.
Really?
Really?
Why?
For unintuitive reasons. Here's why. A boxing match is 12 rounds.
Yeah.
They use big soft...
3 minutes apiece.
Yep. 3 minutes apiece. That's a long time.
It sure is.
They use big, soft, puffy gloves.
When
you get hit by it, you don't really get hurt by it. But what happens is your head and your brain is jostled around so much.
Takes the concussion, sure.
Yep, and then because it's 12 rounds, dehydration sets in, and it's a recipe for long-lasting, bad, serious brain damage, among other things. Now, Ultimate Fighters used small little gloves, and they have three-minute rounds or 3 5-minute rounds. When you get hit with a small glove, you're often cut, and you're often bleeding. And when that happens, the referees will often stop the fight. That means your brain doesn't have a chance of being jostled for 12 rounds, an hour or longer.
So long. What about broken bones? I mean, it just seems like with the way those guys are fighting, that those their bones are just taking such an impact. Now, my bones are actually the reason I couldn't do boxing as a sport, because I'm just... My bone structure, I'm just
plus
so dainty.
Because you're so frail.
That's
and
the
fancy.
Reason. The reason is that my, I have such a little frame that I put some muscle on, so I got up to light heavyweight, but the frame itself can't support it.
I see.
Well, the bone situations, you know, referees are in there for safety of the fighter, and they stop fights whenever a fighter is like in an arm bar and the guy's pulling, and, you know, the guy's not tapping out, the referee will call the fight on the spot.
Okay.
Broken bones are rare. They happen, but they're rare. But they heal, unlike brain damage,
ooh, yeah,
where it often doesn't heal.
Yeah,
you know, that it's interesting, but
you're making a great point here. You know, I hadn't really thought about it from this angle.
Maybe it's just because the Ultimate Fighting stuff seems so much more brutal.
Because all the blood.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen a lot of this stuff, but I have it before. And these fights last for seconds. I mean, usually they'll come in there and land a few good hits, and it's over. There are no second or third rounds.
In the immediate term, the injury you receive in an Ultimate Fighting style situation is definitely more damaging right at that moment, but in the long run, you're going to be in better shape having had a career as an Ultimate Fighting competitor as opposed to being a professional boxer and getting knocked around the head like Mike Tyson or Sugar Ray Leonard.
Not to say that your body was designed to take that kind of
either way, no, but I'm saying as far as being in better shape in the long run, yeah,
plus
boxing is not the way to go.
Plus you have less
okay,
of a chance.
I'm convinced.
You also have
Black
less
guys,
of a chance of losing in a year.
Wrong.
Thanks for the call, Doug. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Do you think that
it's going to be a pretty interesting job?
What, losing, what, Ultimate Fighting?
No, doing the video of the Ultimate Fighting.
So now, given that bit of knowledge that you were just handed,
mm-hmm,
which is more manly, Ultimate Fighting or boxing?
Ultimate Fighting.
Because you still bleed right away?
I'm bleeding.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So even though you take.
But I think Ultimate Fighting was more manly than boxing anyway.
Right, you did say that. But you also said that the more damage you take, the manlier the sport is. And now boxing shows that over the long term is more harmful to you.
No, internal damage and all that stuff doesn't count. No.
It's just what you can see.
Absolutely. It's what you can feel
absolutely
immediately.
It's a perception.
Manliness is perceptual.
Uh-huh.
And the blood is something that you can
right
see. The brain damage is not something you can see. Muhammad Ali, when he with his Parkinson's shaking around at the Olympics, is not manly. He's pathetic. and I'm sorry. I mean, he was the greatest fighter ever, and I'm sorry to say that, but that's what he looks like now. He looks pathetic, and I mean I love to see him. And
are you trying to say that Michael J. Fox isn't manly?
Well, he didn't do any fighting.
No, I just thought you were trying to equate people with Parkinson's to not being manly. I mean, because Janet Reno is manly. I don't care who you ask.
1-800-259-9231. What is your most manly sport? In your opinion, is Mark correct? Is the Ultimate Fighting Championship the most manly of all sports? Or does something top it? 800-259-9231.
Australian football is up there somewhere, too, by the way.
And rugby as well.
I don't know much about Australian football.
Australian football is essentially, it's smear the queer. I mean, it's with downs.
There's a queer on the field? And
there is no.
Yeah, what it is Australians inherently don't like gay people. And so what they do is they let Mark run across the field, and all of these angry Australian men jump on him. And
it's me, a little pink tutu.
Yeah.
Being chased by some really big, drunk, hairy Australian guys.
Much like the one you're wearing now.
You know, I don't pay for sports very often, but I absolutely would lay down $20 to see them.
I'm sure a bunch of our listeners would, too. We need to make that a Free Talk Live event.
That's Ian's monthly zinger.
Let's talk to Tony in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
I was just wanting to call in and comment on that New World Order fanatic comment you just made, because
yeah.
I'd say I'm a self-proclaimed New World Order fanatic.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, basically, I don't really think that immigrants are what we're focusing on so much as the fact that the people who are behind advertising immigration and how immigration as a whole, especially illegal immigration, has a negative effect on the economy, and it also tends to turn people against each other, you know. I think that...
No, it seems to me that it's only turning those people that hate brown people against brown people, that's all. I don't think immigrants by themselves turn people against one another.
I don't know. There's so many immigrants here. I punched Mark.
Yeah, and see, that's exactly why I agree with you on that. And I don't think that people who are against the New World Order, so to speak,
uh-huh,
have anything against immigrants themselves.
But wait a minute. You mean they don't? Because all I ever hear when I hear these rants, when I hear somebody go off on a rant against the New World Order, is that and the borders are wide open. As though they want somebody to crack down and close the borders. That's the unspoken idea there.
Well, you don't think our borders should be secure?
this is what I don't understand. If you believe that there is a new world order and a bunch of people out there looking to control your life and everybody else's lives, why is it that you're asking for the borders to be closed? Why is it you're asking for this same evil government, the same government that you distrust and don't like, to close the borders?
I don't know about close borders.
You just...
I wouldn't agree with that. I would say secure borders.
What do you, when you say secure
borders,
what
more...
do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, for instance, right now, you can just walk over the border, literally.
Uh-huh. We can, but they can't.
No. You can.
But they can't.
No, you don't need...
What in your mind would...
You don't need to cross into this country legally.
What in your mind would make that secure for you?
Mm-hmm. That's not secure.
Right. Like to do to make the border secure, and why?
What steps need to be taken?
Well, I think maybe perhaps an increase of Border Patrol might be a start.
There you go. You're calling for more government on the borders. These are the same people that you don't trust.
Yes, I completely agree that there should be, that the government is responsible for securing the border.
But do you understand that in order to secure the border, we have to increase Border Patrol? We're also going to have to do
random... I don't distrust Border Patrol.
Why?
Why? They're cops. And they work for the man, the guy, the Bilderbergers or whomever.
You have to understand that that's exactly why our borders are wide open and why there's every single state that is on the border is demanding and requesting more security, more Border Patrol, more soldiers on the border, and they're being denied because the whole New World Order
idea is to keep it wide open
to let more people in.
Well, Tony, I got a question for you. Regardless of whether or not the reason behind our borders being open is because of the way our government works right now, why is having the borders open bad?
I don't really understand your question, because how is it not bad for
someone
who has absolutely no identification, no legal right to be here?
Wait a minute. You like ID? You like identification?
I thought
you were against the police state, man. See, this is your problem.
Yeah,
this is the problem with people like you.
People coming over the border why they're launching.
Hold on a second. We're gonna hang you through the news. Hang on. You be patient. We're going to come back to you. This is the problem with people like Tony. Is on one hand, they talk out against real ID, and they talk out against the police state and these people controlling our lives, but yet on the other hand, they want people to control immigrants. They want the same people to have identification. They want the same people to be under control. It's very hypocritical. More on the way. This is your show. You take control.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.